The following episode of the Monday Afternoon Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on April 20th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day out there in the Bozeman area. I want to thank you for tuning in to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 on your FM dial or kgvm.org online. I'll see if I can get my talker going here. I'm your host, Bob Wall. I'm going to play some music for the next hour, get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! And maybe you're on your way home from work. Hope you're having a good day. I want to thank an underwriter here before we get into the programming for this afternoon. Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than four. KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End. All right, we were just down at Cactus Records on Saturday. KGVM volunteers were there for Record Store Day. Had a great day. Cactus had live music from 11:30 to 6:30 that evening, and we broadcast the whole shebang live on the air. Had a fun time, and I must confess, while I was sitting around in Cactus, I had doing sound and broadcasting, I also had a little bit of time to sneak off and buy some records, or more than some, maybe. So had a great time. I'm going to jump into things. I do want to let you know about an upcoming event, though, before we do that. You're invited to join the Bozeman Hawkers for a fun evening fundraiser at the Rialto on May 8th from 6 to 10 p.m. This is to support the Bozeman High School speech and debate team. They are the Montana State AA champions, and all proceeds from this fundraiser will go toward offsetting the cost of sending students to the national championships and to Tanzania this summer to coach speech and debate as part of the Pan-African Speech and Debate League. That's a pretty impressive pair of events that they're raising funds to attend. So the evening will include entertainment by Last Best Comedy, food by Bodie Farms, a full cash bar by Gutalana, and a raffle and silent auction, not to mention performances by different hawkers. You are invited to check out the Bozeman High School Speech and Debate Team website. You can just search for Bozeman High Hawkers for more information and to buy tickets. All right, that's pretty cool. So coming up here pretty soon. We're going to get rolling right after we hear today's Human Capital.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Texas man will spend time in jail after causing significant damage to several thermal features in Yellowstone National Park. Eric Bedient, 50, was sentenced to 5 days in jail for walking directly on several thermal features in Mammoth Hot Springs. Those features include Canary Spring, Mound Terrace, Pallet Hot Spring, and Jupiter Terrace. Most thermal trespass charges in Yellowstone result in fines rather than jail, but the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Wyoming said Bedient's sentence reflected the extensive nature of the violation and the damage his footprints left behind. U.S. Attorney Darren Smith said, "Yellowstone's thermal areas are among the most dangerous natural features in the world. Mr. Bedient's disregard for the law could have cost him his life. Prosecuting crimes like this deters others from similar conduct and from risking them becoming thermal soup." Lori Hogan, the public affairs officer for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Wyoming, said the incident with Bedient happened on November 8th and 9th, 2025. After Bedient and another unnamed person were caught trespassing and damaging the thermal features, they were interviewed and issued citations by Yellowstone National Park officer Casey Lewis, then submitted to the U.S. Attorney's Office for prosecution. Jeffrey Hungerford, Yellowstone National Park geologist, said that a trail of several significant footprints was found between Mound Spring and Canary Spring. Bediant left several multi-directional footprint trails in very soft, unstable, and easily broken sediment between and around the springs. The ground was so soft that some of his footprints had broken through the surface and sunk more than 12 centimeters into the ground. Hungerford said, "Foot traffic can easily destroy very fragile carbonate terrace structures. Recently formed structures, less than a year old, are very fragile and unstable. They cannot withstand the weight of a human without failing or breaking. It may take years for hydrothermal waters to flow over and rebuild terrace structures in Mammoth." People are frequently issued citations and fined for thermal trespass in Yellowstone, which is considered one of the most flagrant violations of the park's regulations designed to preserve the delicate thermal basins for future generations. In March 2024, British actor Pierce Brosnan pleaded guilty to foot travel in a thermal area, a Class B misdemeanor. He was charged after stepping off the boardwalk at Mammoth Hot Springs and onto Pallet Spring for a photograph, which was later posted on Instagram. Brosnan said he was embarrassed and ashamed during his court hearing and agreed to a $5,000 fine and 2 years of unsupervised probation. Brosnan was ultimately sentenced to pay a $1,500 fine and serve no probation. In November 2022, motivational speaker and social media influencer Matt Manzari was sentenced to pay $2,000 in fines and community service payments after walking onto the microbial mats surrounding Grand Prismatic Spring. Manzari said he understood the severity of what he had done. He called his decision, which he shared with the world on social media at the time, 15 seconds of my life that has ruined the last 6 months. Both Brosnan and Manzari could have been imprisoned for thermal trespass, but the judge decided to issue fines instead. The Montana Republican Party will host a primary debate between the Republican candidates for the Montana Congressional Western District. That's District 1. Candidates Aaron Flint, a conservative radio talk show host, and Al Olszewski, a former Republican state legislator, are running for Congress. The incumbent, Ryan Zinke, is not running for re-election. The Republican primary debate is Tuesday, April 21st. Doors open at 4 p.m. and the debate begins at 6 p.m. at the Calvary Chapel at 2270 Boot Hill Court in Bozeman. Tickets are free and can be reserved online at mtgop.org. Space is limited to 350 attendees. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, we're going to get rolling with some music here. One of the acts that was done at Cactus on Saturday was Sean Devine. He played some solo stuff, and then he played with his band, The Badasses, and it was great, talking about an upcoming album. A lot of people have albums coming out here pretty soon, which I'm glad to see local artists really getting into the recording and releasing flow of things lately. So I'm going to play a cut by Sean Devine from an EP of his called Pencil and Paper, play The Bluebird of Love. Going to probably keep going with some more country and Americana, I think, for the first part of the show here. Follow that up with Peter King from his album Outlaw Blood with The Road. He's going to be down at the Labor Temple on Friday. He's playing a show opening for a band from Portland called Dadweed, an acoustic trio. So be a show there on Friday night with Peter King and Dadweed. Saturday night is Goth Night. I think Son of Coulter, maybe, and Order of Static of the Static Temple are playing, and a couple of DJs. And Sunday night is Whistle Pig Music's release party for their compilation. The third Whistle Pig Music compilation is coming out, and it's got its release party down there on Sunday night. The bands that are playing are Cheria, Pillowcase, Prince, and Fairly Brief, so that's going to be a blast. So anyway, back to what I was saying. I'm going to play Sean Devine and Peter King, Selena Rich from her album King Tide with Something in Between. And to keep it going with Abby Webster in her imaginary band with Calliope from Living by the Water.
I was tired of the strife in this thin and wretched life, searching for a way to soothe my soul. When first I heard the sound like a voice from all around, a band of angels singing soft and low. Now I've got sunshine in my mind, I'm smiling all the time, singing in my heart the whole day long. It's a feeling I can hear, a sound that's ringing clear. The bluebird of love found me in a song. I followed that sweet sound till a kind of peace I found, a knowing without knowing what to say. And then the words came clear like a whisper in my ear, a simple melody began to play. I've got sunshine in my mind, I'm smiling all the time, singing in my heart the whole day long. It's a feeling I can hear, a sound that's ringing clear. The bluebird of love found me in a song. And that's how you'll find me here, you'll find I am sincere. Only try to write them as they come. And when you feel they're true, that feeling is for you. When the bluebird finds you too, my work is done. You'll have sunshine in your mind, you'll be smiling all the time, singing in your heart the whole day long. It's a feeling you can hear, a sound that's ringing clear. The bluebird of love finds you in a song. I've got sunshine in my mind, I'm smiling all the time, singing in my heart the whole day long. It's a feeling I can hear, a sound that's ringing clear. The bluebird of love found me in a song. The bluebird of love found me in a song.
Town. go home back from the pines with my sins all atone. Honey, I've been gone. It's the weight of the gold, the weight of the lead, the weight of the thoughts inside your head. Weight of the world, waiting there for you, waiting to shake off these dog tan blues. Bring on through. Close to the edge thereof. It's the end of the world down shelf. Old and sold above. Is it cold?
White, I hope there was maybe a hole in it. our mornings together. Hear you grinding coffee and the cap still off the whiskey from the night before. You say forget about the dishes, but I know you like clean kitchens, so I do them while you sweep the floor. And you say you're happy for the first time in a long time, and all I wish is that you were. The hardest part is looking back. I wish I hadn't gotten so drunk that night, and I maybe there's something in between what you thought was black and white. I hope there was. Maybe I'm holding on to something that is gone, wishing you'd come back around. Baltimore, and I listened to that album on repeat through the clouds. The one we sat and listened to the whole way through, soaking in every single sound. That early kind of love, and I don't look too good tonight. Too many questions. But maybe there's something in between what you thought was black and white. I hope there was. Maybe I'm holding on to something that is gone, wishing you'd come back alive. Yeah, I drink all your booze and
tobacco, but I let you take me like a pill.
That was Abby Webster and her imaginary band. They're very real, as a matter of fact. That was Calliope. Before that, Lena Rich did Something in Between. Peter King did The Road. Started out with Sean Devine and The Bluebird of Love. Some local music for you. Some great local music around here. Hope you're catching it on the radio here on KGVM and getting out and catching it live when you can. I'm going to keep going with some more of that. I'm going to play a cut off of Lena Marie Schiffer's new album, House of Sky, called Surrendering. Then Mercedes Carroll from her latest album, We Lost Track of the Stars, will play you right on time, get a little more country, and get more country after that with Quinby and the West of Wayland Band from Pretty Little Thing with Wined and Dined. And Quinby's got a new LP out now. It's just titled Quinby. And I think she's got a different version of Wined and Dined kicks off that new LP as well. So but I'm going to play the one with the West Wayland Band. Finish the setup with www.twang with When We Can Dance. I was down at the Labor Temple last night doing sound for a show. The I-90 Organ Trio and the drummer last night, Mike Gillen, is the drummer for www.twang and for just a whole bunch of other people. Mike is a tireless performer, gets out there drumming all over the place for all sorts of people, and it's always great. So anyway, we'll start out with Lena Marie Schiffer and Surrendering.
Circles in the water form around her like a tide. Clouds of crispy linen can be seen across the sky. I became baptized, dipped into her. Passes by, bathing on a gentle breeze. Her hands are draped in white, overhead surrendering. I began to breathe in her pure.
Younger me, oh. spite of all those times the world ran dry. I worked my young years to the bone, keeping my nose clean and my axe to the grindstone. I wanna be wine and dine, no more than blues and schmooze. About how you spend your time and where you've been. You swore to me you'd do your part. Now I hear you've been lying to me, baby, straight from the start. I wanna be wine and dine, no more be booze and schmooze. I'm ready for things to find, no more be gold for a booze.
peace of mind when all our friends can't dance again.
www.twang there, When We Can Dance Again. Before that, Quenby and the West of Wayland Band did Wine to Dine. Mercedes Carroll did Right on Time, and Lena Marie Schiffer did Surrendering. You are tuned to KGV in Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music on this afternoon. It's clouding up a little bit. Could we dare hope for a little bit of rain this evening? We'll have to stay tuned and watch out. I'm going to thank another of our underwriters here, and then we'll hear today's climate connections and labor history in two before we get back to some more music. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, darts, game boards, foosball, and more. They are open Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 to close, and on Sunday from 5 to 9. They host bluegrass on Tuesday, open jam and open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs on Saturday, and a tango lesson and an open tango dance on Sunday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. A large complex of solar farms near Phoenix, Arizona, is now home to a quirky 8-inch bird called the burrowing owl.
If you saw one flying by, it'd be like a flying potato.
Greg Clark of the nonprofit Wild at Heart says most burrowing owls in his region live in holes dug by prairie dogs. But over time, much of the bird's habitat has been lost to development, and people have killed off many prairie dogs.
We've eliminated the mammals that dig their holes.
So Clark's group rescues the owls from areas about to be developed and relocates them to safer sites, into artificial burrows made of plastic drums and tubes. Years ago, before the Sunstream Solar Complex was built, his group removed some burrowing owls from the site. But now they're bringing owls back. In partnership with Long Road Energy, they're installing artificial burrows on land between two of the solar farms in the complex. Last year, Clark's group moved 19 owls that they rescued from elsewhere to the site. They made sure the owls had enough food, and soon the birds laid eggs. As of early this year, many of the owls and their young were still there.
The site is spectacularly successful.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 2010. That was the day the Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, killing 11 workers and injuring 17 more. The rig experienced an initial blowout, releasing an uncontrollable flow of oil and gas from the well. Hydrocarbons then ignited, causing the explosion and fire. It caused a massive offshore oil spill of over 4 billion barrels and is considered the largest largest environmental disaster in U.S. history. British Petroleum was the main operator responsible for the well's design. The drilling contractor, Transocean, owned and operated the rig. A handful of smaller companies were also involved. While company and governmental officials initially argued the explosion was unforeseeable and then subsequently blamed each other, there were warning signs in the months leading up to the deadly explosion. Multiple equipment failures, design deficiencies, poor preventative maintenance, bad engineering decisions, and a chase for profits that emphasized low worker injuries at the expense of process safety all combined to create the disaster. As well, regulations and standards enforcement were weak in an almost totally deregulated industry. One phrase used by investigators to characterize the explosion was the normalization of deviance. From workers to managers to executives, none saw the explosion coming. There were dozens of contributing factors, as the Chemical Safety Board investigation noted. They listed 57 key technical, human, and regulatory factors in their 2016 final report. However, engineers had raised concerns about the potential failure of key equipment. Workers were sensitive to the fact that they could be fired for raising safety concerns that delayed drilling. BP was ultimately found responsible and racked up over $70 billion in fines, cleanup, and settlement costs. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.
All right, going to keep going here with some local folk. I'm going to start off with Ella Ray Cole, the title cut from her album Willow. Ella Ray is going to be playing at the Earth Day event out at the fairgrounds this weekend on Saturday, I think starting at 11 p.m., play until 2, so hoping to go and check that out. I'm going to follow that up with a live version of Paradise Lost by Story Hill from the album Stages. Some Wes Urbaniak from his newest album, A La y Coyote, with Early in the Morning, and as much as I can squeeze in of West Dakota Stutter's single, I'm the One You Call.
This house in the morning, it sings without warning of the words, screams without scorn for those stories, the ones they'd never see. Oh, I'll let them be, and perhaps it's just the same. Just too soon they'd see it underneath that broken tree, with the smoke from above. For that light they'd say it's always there, to forsake, to take your solemn stare in that place where all is gone. It all falls on to somewhere we can go to roam. Ooh. Brick by brick, step two to the left, hear them ringing at the phone. Tell me we're headed home, to remind me and see it as it were, to be calm out of the center of the storm. I have never known it more, I have never known it more before. And somewhere we can go to roam, call this home. To break down our bones, so here's to this, to making
Everybody wants peace and paradise, a house upon the hill with a view of heaven. Now everyone's here, so close together. Paradise is lost and gone forever. When we were young, we used to walk out in those fields and run forever in the backyard woods. And now the old trails disappear in neighborhoods with streets named after what's gone for good. The hills above town used to be the best place for starry-eyed lovers and inspiration. And now it's all paved, every street's a dead end, and empty summer houses stand all along them. When we were young, we used to walk out in those fields and run forever in the backyard woods. And now the old trails disappear in neighborhoods with streets named after what's gone for good.
I'll be home early in the morning. I'll be scared that I don't know still. But I will give my best this time, when at first I didn't know, see. So don't give up on me just yet. Don't give up on me. So don't give up on me just yet. Don't give up on me.
Man, gonna give you a ring, Mr. Crook, rob and steal your heart. Mr. P.I. got the cry and sing, and the finish will be the start. Baker Man will bake your cake, Mr. Keys, change your locks. Miss Richter gonna make you quake, Handyman gonna build your blocks. Your maniac drive you crazy, mechanics check under your hood. Mr. Stall gonna bring you lazy, Mr. Plumber will check your pipes to be good. Everyone wants your number, I'm the one you call. Everyone wants your address, I know where it matters at all. Everyone wants your number, I'm the one you call. Everyone wants your address, I know where it matters at all. Johnny Sands on the bass. Ed Grider sat down beside her. Murder, cut your throat, bury the body too. Your mirror gives you dirty looks, turns crazy little city blue. Mr. Cowboy, punch your cattle, yeah, and close your open gate. Your general wins your battle, have a coffee while you wait. Maybe old sleep will make you dream while your banker keeps you awake. And extorts with ways and means while Mother Earth is what's at stake. Everyone wants your number, I'm the one you call. Everyone wants your address, I know where it matters at all. Everyone wants your number, I'm the one you call. Everyone wants your address, I know where it matters at all. If it matters at all. That's why I brought it up. What matters at all? I'm the one you call.
That was West Dakota Stutter. I'm the one you call. Before that, Wes Urbaniak did Early in the Morning. Live version of Paradise Lost by Story Hill started with Ella Ray Cole and her song Willow off her self-titled album, or off the album Willow. I think Ella Ray Cole might be working on a new album too. So lots of great music here in the Bozeman area. Just get out, look for it. A lot of it's on the streaming services, but I'm a big fan of buying your music instead of renting it. So if you can, get out and find albums. More and more bands are cutting LPs again, so Get out to the shows, buy their merch, buy some music from them, and support local music. It's what makes the world go round. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon. It is a beautiful day out there in the Bozeman area. It's getting a little bit cloudy, but still a pretty day. Hope you are enjoying it. Hope you had a good weekend. It's Earth Day next weekend, and there are events out at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds and everywhere. So hope you'll stay tuned right here to KGVM, and have a great evening, everyone.